Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College of Botany with Natural North Dakota.
The Geminids are here. Yes, the granddaddy of all meteor showers began on the 7th and will continue through the 17th, with the peak viewing period this year coming on evening of the 13th and early morning hours of the 14th. If the sky is clear, there should be good viewing through the 17th. The Geminids are known for producing a lot of showy meteors, perhaps up to 120 per hour or even more during the peak period. Plus, these meteors have the reputation of being unusually bright, with long tails that persist longer than the other meteor showers. We're almost to a full moon, so that certainly won't help the viewing, but it's still worth checking occasionally. It's hard to believe that most meteors are only the size of a grain of sand or so, but they're cruising through space at roughly 30 miles per second. That's 1,800 miles per minute, or 108,000 miles an hour. That would take you from Fargo-Moorhead to Beach in a little under 12 seconds. Most meteor showers are caused by comets, which are mixtures of ice, rock, and dust. They're often described as dirty snowballs a few miles in diameter. When they pass near the sun in their orbit, they slough off small, sand-sized particles. Then, as the particles hit the Earth's atmosphere, they get glowing hot and look like, well, falling stars. The Geminids are a bit different, though. Along with the quadranted meteor shower, they're not caused by comets. These meteors are derived from asteroids. The source of the Geminids was not discovered until the early 1980s. For early civilizations, meteor showers were anything but falling particles of comets or asteroids. Some believe they were actually falling stars. Others saw them as portending gloom and doom, good luck or bad luck. Some even saw them as souls coming or going from the Earth during birth or death. So if the sky is clear over the next few days, make a point to check out the night sky for meteors. And while you're out there, give some consideration to the mystery meteors had for earlier cultures. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center and Dakota College at Botany. You can read and hear today's story at prairiepublic.org.